This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, Puaka Matariki Festival runs this year from Monday the 10th through to Friday the 21st of July. We look forward to it each and every year, of course. The city embracing this celebration of the Māori New Year through a whole program of community events celebrating the midwinter season. All sorts of reasons to get together at this time. But, of course, it all starts with a bit of coordination. And to make the official program happen, the Dunedin City Council is very close to all of that. And Philippa Norton, Events Coordinator, joins us in the studio now. Morena, good to have you with us, Philippa. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, morena.
Philippa, just perhaps give our listeners a little bit of an idea of the role that you're playing with Puaka Matariki this year.
I'm working with community groups that want to put something together on for the festival and basically collecting information so we can put it all together in one place. So when people want to know what's happening, we have one source, we have a nice calendar on our website, and you'll be able to find out what's going on. So I'm just collecting details. I'm also encouraging people to make grant applications as well for funding.
Right, so this is the part of the process where people get still a couple of days left to register their events, and they might be able to get a little bit of financial support to help that event take place. So perhaps we could talk a little bit about the criteria for that. Philippa, who can apply and what do they have to do to make that application?
Okay, well, anybody can apply, really. For Puaka Matariki, we're looking for projects that working with the community and looking about learning. So Wanako is learning, so it's all about learning and with the community. At this time of year, there's lots of things that we can sort of look at relating to Matariki. And we do have three different sections that people can apply for, so different funding streams. So the sort of smaller one is about kinship and relationship and family connection, and that's for an amount up to about $500. So if you could look at the way you could want to share your experiences with people and working together and bring a sense of belonging to a small project that still links into all the idea of learning and understanding and community, that's a small project that's available funding for up to $500.
All right.
If your project is slightly larger than that, let's say we're looking together, so we're going to have a hui, and we're going to congregate together and we're going to meet, and we're going to have maybe a couple of days of events. So it could be around Kai, it could be around general understanding. It's just bringing people together at this time of year, and you can apply for that for between 500 and 2,500. That's classed as a sort of medium type event. And then if you really want to go for a really large event, that's over $2,500, you can get that support as well. Again, it's all around looking at what's happening with community and bringing people together at this time of year.
All right. So the scope is pretty wide, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, of course, we've seen Puaka Matariki Festival kind of grow from strength to strength over the past few years. We'll have a really good idea of what we've seen in the past from community-based organisations and so forth, and school groups and all the rest who have put forward ideas. So no idea is a bad idea, but if you want to get your financial support and have that considered by the council, you've just got a couple more days to do that, right?
Yeah, and I mean, there will be criteria around what you can't obviously apply for, and it's probably better to contact us so we can actually go through all that. But if you're sort of thinking about community events that's linked to Puaka Matariki, which is what it's all about, bringing people together, it's games, it's food, it's sharing, it's kinship, and it's the time of year that it's new, it's the new year, then you can apply. But obviously there will be some areas that you won't be able to get funding for, and then it's probably better to contact us at the council and contact myself, and then we can chat through what your idea is. I mean, one of the ideas I've already got through at the moment is about kite making. I know last year we had one of the schools do some work with lantern making. And then there's projects around gardening. You know, there's lots of ideas. So you can have a look on the website and see what we did in the program last year. There's lots of community space that can be used for theatre and drama that's also explaining what's going on around the Matariki area. Sorry, excuse me.
If someone's sort of got the germ of an idea but just needs to perhaps check, you know, would we get supporting from the council to make this happen? Yeah. Just giving you a call to kind of flesh that idea out's a good idea?
Yes, I think so, very much so. Definitely if it's over a large amount of money that you're thinking of. You just give us a call and we can have a chat about it, and then we can see what your idea is. what you're thinking, and then we can sort of work together and see how we can make that happen.
So we can call that Dunedin City Council number 4774000, ask to speak to Philippa at the events team, and we'll have a conversation about that. We look forward, of course, to the festival in general. I don't know, Philippa, I mean, outside of this funding round, what are you able to tell us about what we can expect in terms of perhaps the larger events through the festival?
Oh, there's announcements coming in the future about those. There's some amazing, events being put together. I've been talking to the museum, the Otago Museum, and to Tortu, and to the Dunedin Gallery, and they've got some cracking ideas. There's always lots and lots of things for children happening, which is obviously great to get everybody involved. But there are some bigger events as well, but they will be announced shortly.
Well,
I think it's a wait and see on that one. It's going to be a good event. There's some good events coming up.
Well, we know how to do it, and we're expecting it to be a good proper winter this year too, aren't we, Philippa? So we're going to be smack in the middle of that, Monday the 10th of July through to Friday the 21st of July. That's the period of celebration for Pauaka Matariki Festival for 2023. So if you've got your event idea, but you haven't just yet got around to making that funding application, then you can hop online, of course, if you want to check it all out. MatarikiDunedin.co.nz, there's the links there to registering your event. And I suppose there'll be some events that won't need financial support, but it's nice to be able to register those as well, so that you can include those on the program.
That would be amazing, actually, because we'd like to sort of cross-section of what everybody's doing, and it's not obviously going to be ones that we're helping fund, but there are lots and lots of events last year as well that happened that weren't actually funded by us, and it's great to have you part of the actual festival as well. And again, if you go to the website, you can register the same way as you can when you go for the funding.
Excellent. So that website again, matarikidunedin.co.nz, you'll find all the links you need there on the homepage of that event. And of course, as we get closer to Matariki for 2023, the program will go up. We'll be able to make some plans about how we get in and enjoy it. But your deadline for making an application for funding support is the 31st of this month, just Wednesday of this week. So just a couple of days left to make that application. If you're at all unsure, if you've got any questions around the process, then Philippa would love to have a chat with you. So give the DCC a call, 4774000. Ask for Philippa Norton there at the events team, and Philippa will have that conversation with you and hopefully help you to put your best foot forward when you make your application for funding support. Philippa will touch base again, no doubt. We look forward to Pauaka Matariki Festival for 2023, as we do each and every year. Good luck with your job of pulling all together the resources and things that people need to make it all happen, and letting us know about what's going on. We look forward to talking with you again.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.